Open Language English.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. My name is Adam, and my game is sharing with you guys better writing tips. And indeed, that has been the focus of our two-week WeChat course. We've talked about tips for writing emails or tips for resumes and CVs. Lately, we've been talking about tips for giving a presentation. So we've talked about designing the PowerPoint itself or structuring the presentation. Now today we are going to get into what my grandfather would call the meat and potatoes of the presentation, the actual substance of the presentation. So let's get right into it. Number one, most important, you must remember, you must understand, you don't need to be a native speaker to deliver a powerful English speech. The secret lies in the structure and delivery style. So today we'll break down the core principles to help you be a presentation pro. And we finished off the last lesson by talking about a man maybe you've heard of. He went by the name of Steve Jobs. And Steve Jobs is, or was, undeniably the presentation god. Okay, so we've included a video for you to take a look at. This is a video featuring him introducing the very first iPhone way back in 2007. So one thing you'll see in this video, and really any other Steve Jobs presentation videos, is that he doesn't just convey information in his presentations. He told a story, he painted a picture, he shared a vision. He gave his audience a transformative experience that was unique, inspiring, and unforgettable. So now we're going to share with you guys 9 secrets of Steve Jobs' presentation technique that you can use for your presentation success. Number one, we've mentioned this a few times, create a story behind your presentation. The secret to every successful presentation is to tell a story. Human beings respond to stories. The audience will always remember a presentation with a strong story. Steve Jobs certainly mastered this technique. He always told a story in every presentation. When he introduced the iPhone for the first time in 2007, Steve Jobs didn't want the product to be known only as a smartphone. Instead, he called it a mobile phone that understood its user. A mobile phone that combined a communication tool, multimedia functions, and internet communication. That's the iPhone story, as told by Steve Jobs. So tell a story that appeals to your audience and solves their biggest problem, question, pain point, and answers their curiosity. Number two, and you can see this in the video, Steve Jobs used simple but visually powerful slides. Okay, a good slide is usually not complicated. It's simple but effective. It can help the audience capture your ideas right away. So in every presentation, Steve Jobs always used very simple slides. Sometimes the slides only contained images without any words. Sometimes there's only a word or a number on the slide, nothing more. Simple as the slides may look, they effectively grab the audience's attention. They drive a point home and allow the audience to focus on Jobs' delivery rather than being distracted by the slides. He never read the slides line by line. He made the slides work for what he was going to say. Number three is use the rule of three. The rule of three in speech writing basically says that people are wired to remember and understand many things in sets of three. So Jobs made extensive use of the rule of three. When explaining what the iPhone is, he didn't simply lay out its features and functions. Instead, he summarized the iPhone as a revolutionary mobile phone that had three functions. One, an entertaining iPod. Two, a smartphone. But three, a great internet communication tool. Number four, help your audience understand numbers and data. Stats and data are often an essential part to a presentation, but many presenters make the mistake of data overload, which means putting too many numbers on their slides without focusing on the meaning behind them. So the key is to use numbers to support your core message and only feature the most meaningful number on your slides. Don't just list a list of numbers. This just confuses the audience. So how did Jobs do it in his iPhone presentation? He simply put the number 2 billion on a slide and went on to explain that it meant users purchased 58 songs every second. And to bring the message home, he added, "It happens every minute of every hour of every day." Number 5, create a surprise moment. This is what Steve Jobs did in every presentation. When introducing the MacBook Air, Jobs brought a large envelope onto the stage. As the audience was wondering what was in the envelope, he pulled out a MacBook Air. Now you can look in the picture we've included to see Steve Jobs pulling the MacBook out of the envelope, but just imagine being in that room. The audience is expecting to see some paper. What goes into an envelope? It's usually paper. They're not expecting to see the computer itself. It would have been an amazing moment, an amazing surprise that really would have grabbed the audience's attention. Number 6, use powerful but easy to understand words. So do not confuse difficult words with powerful words. In fact, some of the most impactful words are simple, easy to understand ones. That's why when Steve Jobs first introduced the iPhone, he simply said, "Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone." Tip number 7 is emotionally connect with your audience. And this is the key to any successful presentation. If you follow the previous points to structure your speech, you should be on the right track to build an emotional connection with your audience. But there are also other things you could do. You could use a conversational style, so again, not reading from your slides or memorizing lines. You can make eye contact around the room. You can speak to one person at a time. Choose one member of your audience and look at him or her, then switch to another after a few seconds. This will make you less nervous and help you connect with your audience. Well, guys, it's hard to believe, but this brings us to the end of the Open Language Writing course. We hope you've benefited from the tips, suggestions, and of course the templates that we've given you. And to be honest, guys, even just sharing these tips with you has helped me to think about my own presentations and my own emails. So I hope that this course has been as useful for you guys as it was for yours truly. As always, please leave us your comments and questions. So far, you guys have given us a ton, and we really appreciate it. We are going to be collecting them and answering them next week. And don't forget to check out the other Open Language Writing and Presentation courses in the app. As always, guys, it's been a pleasure, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.